nearly as much. Like even like because things with like boyfriends and stuff, because obviously my parents can't know. But my other like not my non-Asian friends, they understood as well. Like I didn't think they'd understand that, because like all my other friends at school and that, they'd have boyfriends, the parents would know, they'd take them home. But it couldn't ever be like that with me. And I didn't think they'd understand, and like a few other things, I didn't think they'd understand, but they really did.
Yeah.
And I think my first year would have been absolutely rubbish if I didn't have those lot as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you feel, because that's obviously quite an important point, I think, as well. Did you feel that with your non-Asian friends that you had to explain that to them, though, whereas did you feel with your Asian friends that they had and already had an understanding?
Yeah, well, they already had understanding, but I think with my non-Asian friends, after I said it once, they understood, like, the gravity of, like, my parents finding out or something like that.
Yeah.
So after that, it was, like, they were my Asian friends as well. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good, though. But then, because there was, like, different things, like, tastes in music as well, like, what those that were into India and that, and I'm not into India at all. And I went out once with them to Indication. I didn't like it. I really tried, but I didn't like it. So I think there was that thing as well, because when you go out, there's not many places that have like all types of music. It's just like a same genre.
Like a specialised kind of, yeah, there's the common grounds of kind of music, and then the cultural background and the understanding of that.
And in fact, we're on the same course as well.
Yeah.
So we're all going through the same thing at the same time.
Yeah.
I think that's important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, so going back to the friends at school, your friends at school, can you tell me a bit more about your friends at school?
Yeah, they're all non-Asian. I know we were friends from year 8, because I started secondary school, because back in those days, it wasn't year 7.
It wasn't when I started either.
It was year 8 that we all met, and because I was the only one that, from my previous school, from my middle school, I was the only one that went to my secondary school, because I was from a grammar school, because the secondary school is a grammar school.
Right.
So that was a complete mix, and it was a different town as well.
Oh right, okay.
It was an hour's bus journey, and I didn't really want to go there in the first place, but I started making the friends there. They were all really, because they're all from villages, and a lot were from villages. And I'd only experienced people from like my area at home, because I went to like my school was like in the catchment area and stuff as well. So I mean, it seemed a bit odd at first. I was like, oh, I don't know where you're from. I have no idea, but I think it was. I didn't really like it there at first, like a couple of months, but then I got used to it. But obviously, because like leaving all my old school friends behind, I've been with them since like nursery to middle school, so it was really hard leaving those. But I think secondary, I just didn't like the whole secondary school experience, because obviously like confidence levels are really low, and growing up, and everyone's like maturing at different rates, and it's just really crap.
It's a hard time to make that transition.
Yeah.
I guess as well, isn't it?
Cause especially at that age as well, when you start getting sparks and everyone's taller than you.
And the whole adolescence.
Yeah, definitely.
So you said that you didn't want to go to that school.
Yeah.
Was it something that your parents wanted?
Yeah, it was obviously a better thing for me, because it was a grammar school, and the school that I've been in my catchment area, that was it was known to be a bit of a dodgy school, but all my friends were going there. I was like, oh, I really want to go.
Oh, okay.
But I couldn't, I didn't feel I could tell them, because then they'd be like, oh, why do you want to go there? It's clearly a rubbish school and things like that. But, I think because my brother was at my secondary school as well, and we've always been at the same school. And there's only like academically, there's a year difference. So I think my parents, they'd be happy knowing that we're in the same school and that he can look after me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you deal then with being told that you're going to a school that you didn't necessarily want to go to initially?
I just kind of had to go along with it.
Okay.
I have to do that a lot, really, because my parents, I don't really feel that I can argue against them much and go against them that much, because, I don't know, it's just because my parents, really. I think it's just how I've been brought up as well. And just, obviously, it's what they've decided, that's what's best for me. And if I really don't want to do something, then yeah, I'll tell them. But I think deep down I knew that it was it would be better for me.
Mm.
And the fact that my brother was there already, that kind of made it okay. But yeah, I remember having to do the 12 plus and all the practice papers for it. I hated it. but my mum would sit me down every night on the kitchen table and make me do all the practice papers and stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was alright, I guess.
And then how did you feel about the friendships that you were leaving behind, the friendships you'd known throughout?
I don't really want to, because there were three of us that were quite close, but in a way, I didn't, in some aspects, I wasn't really bothered, because I was always kind of the third wheel.
Okay.
And those two, my other two friends, because they were always like, they were into dancing, and they used to go to dance classes and stuff, like they did ballet and tap and all that, so then they always had that thing in common. They lived right behind each other and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so in some ways I was bothered, but then, because I thought, well, I'll still be living in Milton Keynes, so I can still see them all the time.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really work like that, because you'll grow apart anyway, and I haven't seen them since I left, so.
Okay. Yeah. So you describe you being a third wheel.
Yeah.
And a friendship. Can you tell me what you mean by that?
I've always found that kind of happens. I don't know if it's me that pushes myself out or makes me think, that or makes myself think that I'm a third wheel, but like with my two friends at uni for my course last year as well, because they always seem to like have all these jokes and things like that, and I'd be like, well, I don't find that funny, and so I wouldn't be included in that part. Well, I don't feel included in that part, and I don't know if that's like my confidence or whatever, or the way I see myself, but I just always felt a bit of a nervous when it came to things like that, but
okay.
Just get over it and
just so how does that make you feel when you think of yourself as a kind of third wheel in some of your friendships that you've had?
I find it a bit sad, really, because I think it's not a nice feeling.
Mm.
But then I always think that, well, I have got other friends, and I've got friends that I am really close to, where in those situations I'm not a third wheel.
Mm.
But in my cousins, there's three of us that are really close, and we're all similar age, and it always seems to be me that the other two think that they're third wheels, but it's really in that situation I'm the one that's kind of holding the thing together.
Okay.
But in other situations it's like I'm the one that's being pushed out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in different relationship groups you've got different dynamics which hold the group together.
Yeah,
okay. And so, how does that make you feel knowing you're not the third wheel in some of your other friendships?
It feels
as
good,
well?
But then I get a bit annoyed that I'm the one that has to hold it together, because then I'll get one coming to me and saying, you two are leaving me out. And then I'll get the other one saying, well, you two are leaving me out. And it's like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do. Because they think that being left out, it's that the other people are doing it consciously, but I think that if you are close, you're not going to consciously leave someone out of a group. You wouldn't purposely be mean to someone if you actually like cared about them and stuff.
Mm.
It's a bit hard like explaining why they feel left out, or finding out why they feel left out, because all they say is, you leave me out, you leave me out.
Yeah.
It's a bit hard answering that question.
So there's some pressure when you feel like you're the glue that holds the group together.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, but also, like you said, when you feel that you're the third wheel, you're not involved, that you feel like that puts a bit of pressure on yourself as well.
Yeah,
you feel like,
because then I feel that I have to make more of an effort and maybe do, like, going out and say if I don't want to go out, but then if I don't go out, then I'm going to miss out on everything that happened that night, so I have to go out.
Mm.
Otherwise, I'll just be pushed even further away.
Do you feel that there's a balance between your group of friends where you have some balance with being a third wheel and some balance with holding the friendships together?
Yeah, I suppose. Sometimes, but then a lot of it would seem that if I wasn't there and if I wasn't doing whatever, then it wouldn't really matter.
Yeah.
So, like, say if me and another one of the girls was there, if the third one wasn't there, then would notice that difference.
Mm.
But it seems that if I wasn't there, there wouldn't be anything different about them.
Okay. And then how does that impact on your friendship with those people?
Well, with one of them it was a bit strained for a while. But that was because like there were other things going on as well, but which didn't help.
Okay.
But yeah, it's, I just feel that I've now just like let them get on with it and yeah, just kind of plod along and see what happens.
Yeah.
Because I'm quite lazy about that. Quite, I just let things happen.
Quite laid back.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Sometimes a bit too laid back. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. And so the friends that you've had at school, so you had obviously friends at the, before you went to secondary school, so
yeah.
Friends in primary school and friends in secondary school.
Yeah.
So are you still in touch with the friends that you left at primary school? Are you still in touch with those friends?
Well, because of Facebook, we've added a few of them, but I've only sent like a couple of messages. It's not really anything great. It's just, hi, you're right, what are you doing with your life? And that's it, really.
Okay. Do you feel like, how do you feel like Facebook has affected friendships?
It's quite, well, it's quite good in some ways, but then in other ways it's quite hard to hide stuff. Like, I found out quite a lot just by like looking at someone's profile and like, what? And some of the reactions aren't the best, but
yeah.
In some, I think it's good in some ways, because there's some people that I wouldn't end up meeting up with them or talking to them unless I spoke to them on Facebook.
Mm.
So in that way it's good, I guess, and you can see their pictures and things like that. But yeah.
Sometimes quite good for keeping a distance at
yeah.
other times, just for
yeah, definitely.
Checking up and seeing what people yeah. are doing. Yeah, I find that I waste lots of time on Facebook.
Yeah.
Looking at people's photos that I don't even
bit,
know.
Yeah.
I think, well, I wasted hours.
Yeah.
So how long do you think that you'd be sort of friends with these people that you were friends with at primary school? Do you think, can you see yourself sort of always staying in contact by Facebook, or do you think you'd...
No, I think that they'll get to a point where they'll just become like a memory, really. It's sad, but I think because obviously like your circumstances and everything's always changing,
mm-hmm.
so it's impossible to have something. Well, when the, I think if we were a stronger friend, like if the friendship was stronger between us, the relationship was strong, then it would be okay. Then I can imagine like being friends with them like in the years to come. But I think because it's such a weak thing, and the fact that we're friends on Facebook and not even meeting up and stuff when they live around the corner from me, it's,
yeah,
I don't think we'll be seeing them anytime soon. Yeah.
And so, and then your friends at secondary school.
Yeah.
So are you still in contact with those people? Now
again, Facebook and MSN, but I hardly talk to any. I can't remember last Easter, I think, was the last time I saw any of them.
Okay.
But one of them, like, I kept in contact with him the best, but I've known him the least, well, for like the least amount of time compared to the other ones.
Okay.
So I don't know why I ended up keeping in contact with him more, but I think it's just because the kind of friendship we built up is one of those like strong ones, and that even if we don't talk for like 6 months, whenever we do call each other up, it's always going to be like going to be really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does it take you by surprise sometimes then who you stay in contact with and who you
yeah,
haven't?
Definitely. But the yeah, well, there's one of my friends, from year 9 till year 11. We never spoke, we never looked at each other, because she thought that I hated her, I thought she hated me, and I thought that for her not liking me, for not, even though she doesn't know me, I was like, do you want to forget it, screw you, whatever, I don't care. But then in sixth form we started becoming friends, but then it was really bizarre how we went from hating each other's guts to becoming like sisters, because we got really close. And then after like the first year of sixth form she left, because her family moved. And yeah, it's just really weird how much should become part of my life. And then second year of sixth form was really hard then, because I'd already started growing apart from my original group of friends I met in year 8. And yeah, it's just like, because after she went, I was quite surprised actually, like how much effort I made to go and meet her and go and see her and stuff, and I spent like a week with her in summer and all that.
Okay.
And we like write to each other and call every day and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you feel like you're as close to her as you are to your friend that you your German friend?
Yeah. Well, nearly. I think, but I think